the Nonprofit Podcast, powered by DonorBucks.
You know, little things sure add up. We're all looking for ways to make our jobs easier, to save time, to learn more, and raise more money. Welcome to the Nonprofit Podcast. I'm Kara, fundraising coach at DonorBox. We are here each week with practical actions you can use today to take your nonprofit to the next level tomorrow. And today we have our product specialist with us. Jenna Lynch is DonorBox's nonprofit advocate and resident product expert. Today, we're going to take a look back at all of the latest DonorBox news, updates, and product releases from quarter one of 2023 and take a sneak peek on what is ahead this spring.
Hey, Kara.
Jenna, welcome. So glad you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for hosting me. It has definitely been a busy few months at DonorBox. You got that right. But we are always working hard to improve our platform and help nonprofits raise more money, like you said.
Well, Jenna, tell us a little bit about what DonorBox has been up to lately.
Absolutely. So the first quarter of 2023 has been all about accessibility and inclusion for us here. We've been working hard to improve the navigation of the DonorBox dashboard and making sure that all donors can easily make a gift to support your cause. And we're also excited to be releasing a new way to capture on-site donations soon, which will help expand your fundraising capabilities and take your donors' giving preferences into consideration.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the new features. Can you tell me, you mentioned the DonorBox dashboard. Tell me a little bit about what is new and what is the DonorBox dashboard?
Sure. So the DonorBox dashboard is a new feature that we just released to make it easier for nonprofit organizations to navigate their DonorBox account. So with each new tool or feature, your DonorBox org account grows a little bit more, which could make it a little bit overwhelming to navigate because we have so many awesome tools. You need to go and find them, right? And that's why we created the dashboard to give you a quicker and easier access to donation and event ticketing campaign builders, your membership campaign builder, that data that you and I love, Kara, and important DonorBox news and more.
So how can a nonprofit use the dashboard to make their fundraising efforts better?
Well, with the dashboard, you can easily access that donation and event ticketing campaign builders, which can help you create and launch campaigns more quickly and more efficiently. And I recently updated something that made me realize just how quick and easy it is to get to your campaigns now. We've really cut off a lot of steps to make some awesome campaigns, which is great. And then on the dashboard, you can also view critical data such as donation and campaign performance to help you make those data-driven decisions about your fundraising strategy, which is really great. And of course, the dashboard provides that important news and updates about DonorBox, so you'll always be in the loop about our new features, product releases that can help take your fundraising to the next level.
I always love it when the journey is a little more intuitive and a little more user-friendly, so that's really excellent. I also heard and read that DonorBox is making some big strides when it comes to accessibility and inclusion. And that is really big news. That's something you don't often hear of a tech company. So tell me a little bit more about donation form accessibility and some of the improvements that you just mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the areas, as I said, where we've really focused our efforts is on improving accessibility for our DonorBox donation forms. We truly understand how important it is for all donors of all levels of ability to be able to easily make a donation to support their favorite causes. Our community sent us messages and we heard you and we took care of it. So we've made sure that our donation forms are fully compliant with web content accessibility guidelines at level AA. And this means that all donors, including those with disabilities, can easily navigate and complete our forms. So this is a big, big deal.
That is a big deal. And it's not something that I necessarily thought of, you know, when I was working in an organization and creating the form. So it's nice that DonorBox is thinking of that for me.
And for organizations, this is a biggie. I think by demonstrating a commitment to accessibility, organizations can build that trust and that credibility with their supporters and showcase their commitment to this inclusion and equity because there's no roadblocks for them, right? Again, people of all abilities can give.
I think that that is really appealing to organizations that are working with diverse populations.
So now, Kara, I want to put you in the hot seat. I know that you were supposed to be my host, but here I am turning it around on you. As our resident fundraising coach here at DonorBox, can you tell our listeners about the various learning opportunities DonorBox is currently offering?
Oh, you bet. This is something that I get super excited about. You know, we believe that continuous learning and skill building is absolutely essential to nonprofit success. And that's why we do spend so much time every month creating all kinds of educational resources and opportunities for our nonprofit users to improve their fundraising techniques and their strategies. First, I'll start out by highlighting our nonprofit blog. And that is a really great resource for nonprofit professionals who are looking to either learn more about fundraising or really level up their fundraising game. I know I go there to learn a lot. We have a lot of great authors bringing all kinds of new content every single week. And we offer a range of topics from donation form optimization to donor communication best practices. One of my personal favorites is a new blog post called ChatGPT for Nonprofits, and it's written by our content strategist, Kara Schmid, and she talks about how AI-powered chatbots like ChatGPT can help nonprofits engage with their donors in a more efficient and effective way, but not really overshadow the human element that is needed in fundraising communication. So she tackles that topic really, really well.
Yeah.
And another helpful article, I think, is how to write a donation thank you letter. It's a complex thing to start when you sit down and start to write. So this blog post breaks down the key elements of a great thank you letter, and it has some examples that you can use for inspiration. And then another great resource we offer for nonprofits is our DonorBox library. And this is kind of new. It's filled with helpful downloadable resources and templates to boost your nonprofit's fundraising efforts, or really just start a conversation with your staff and team about a direction that you want to take. And so we have curated this library. It's a collection of actionable tips and templates created by a lot of us on the DonorBox team. And you can download everything from fundraising plan templates to email communication best practices, checklists, and things like that. There's even some calculators on there, which are really fun. And I think our most popular one is a downloadable called Donor Communication Best Practices. And it has a step-by-step guide on how to communicate with your donors effectively. It covers everything from crafting effective donation appeal letters to writing engaging thank you notes and the ways to deliver them through video or social media, whatever it is. So I think that that's a really good one. And maybe we'll link it in the show notes too, so people can find it. That would be good. The best part is that all of our resources are free and they're available for absolutely anyone, because we're committed to helping nonprofits of all sizes succeed in their fundraising efforts. There's something there for the little operation and the big operation. So I encourage everyone to check out the library and download something today. I mean, they're there for you. Might as well, right? And then one last thing I'm really excited about, Jenna, is DonorBox Academy. This has really grown in the last 6 months. And what it is, it's basically our kind of learning ecosystem. And there's all kinds of tools and courses in there. We recently released our DonorBox onboarding course, which is free, and it covers everything from setting up your account to creating donation forms, how to work with your donors and manage those donor accounts better, and then accessing your analytics. So how to find the data that you need within DonorBox. And it's a comprehensive resource. It really helps nonprofits get the most out of using DonorBox as a platform. We also have a course on how to write effective fundraising appeals, and we'll be offering several masterclasses throughout the year. So going really in-depth over 4 weeks on a topic. We did year-end fundraising last fall, and then we're currently working on a donor communication course. And so we'll be offering things like that several times a year. So there's so much to learn and so many freebies out there that's one of my favorites.
I love that. And what I love about all these learning resources is that all of our nonprofit and fundraising experts on the team look at our community's pain points and what's going on in the season of a nonprofit, and they create, write, and curate content based on that. So, you know, you and I have been in the nonprofit sector. We've been boots on the ground, just like our community has. And we understand, you know, certain months of the year, maybe for fundraising events or for writing appeals, and our whole team works together to create this content that's relevant at the time. So when people are Googling that, they're going to find our blog, or they're going to find a great library resource or a great course that you are coaching and hosting. So I think that's really great. What can listeners expect from the DonorBox Academy in 2023?
Well, definitely working backwards. So in the fall, we will offer a year-end campaign planning course again. That was received really well, and it helped a lot of organizations see some fundraising efforts that hadn't yet been seen in their organization. So really kind of creating the time to build out a campaign, which sometimes that time is a real gift. We're hoping to go into a writer's workshop this summer. And then we have a fundraising boot camp that we'll be offering. And I would love to see more opportunities around how to create a good peer-to-peer fundraising program. But I'm always open to suggestions too. So, you know, as listeners are dealing with things in their life and think about, oh, it would really be great if I had someone alongside me to help me learn whatever it is, I'm always open to that. So I love to hear what people want to learn.
And if someone does want to learn something, how do they relay that to us, Kara?
Yeah, we'll have to put this in the show notes too, but the email is academy@donorbox.org. And that email goes directly to me, so I'll see it. And it goes to some others on our DonorBox team. And so we keep this, I guess, tracker of what people are asking to see. And we like to curate the content around what is going to be most helpful to people who are actually trying to, you know, keep lights on, keep fundraising going, and learn new things. So what we talked a lot about what I'm excited about, and I can geek out on learning all day, and I do. But what are you most excited about? What's ahead that gets you excited and ready to go in the morning?
Oh, well, I'm always excited to wake up and do what I do here. I think that, Kara, you can feel the same way. We have so many exciting projects going on at all times of the year, and a lot of things in the pipeline for DonorBox. But one thing that I'm really excited about is the upcoming launch of our DonorBox Live Kiosk.
Tell me more. Yeah. If I wanted to learn more and learn more about what this live kiosk is, what do you think? Share it with me.
Sure. So starting next month, on-site giving will be made even easier with our new DonorBox Live kiosk. So when paired with a card reader device, this app enables you to accept donations anywhere, anytime with just a tablet and then a few taps with a credit or debit card, which is really cool. And the reason why we created this is because, again, going back to that accessibility being really crucial to nonprofits. So by offering more than one way to donate, you can really ensure that you're inclusive of all of your donors, whether they prefer to donate online, via mail or phone or in person. We're trying to cover all of our bases there.
How do you envision organizations and churches using this?
Yeah. Well, you know, now's the perfect season to be talking about this because it's definitely fundraising event season. So say you're hosting an event or a fundraiser and you want to make it easy for your attendees to make a donation on the spot. Again, all you have to do for this DonorBox Live kiosk is use a link that we provide to you to purchase your card reader. It's a specific card reader, and then set up the DonorBox Live kiosk app on your tablet, and it communicates with your DonorBox account. That's the great part, right? So once it's set up, your donors will be able to make their contributions really easily. It's a simple yet really effective way to boost your fundraising efforts and increase your donor engagement, especially at these in-person events. But additionally, Live Kiosk is a great option for organizations that have a physical presence, such as a brick and mortar store or office or a museum or whatever that may be. So by having this on site and someone that can handle it for you, you can offer your donors a really convenient way to make a contribution in person instead of like a Dropbox where people drop in $5 bills or whatever it may be. This is a lot more effective and the process is just way more seamless. So overall, the DonorBox Live kiosk is a super, super valuable addition, I think, to any nonprofit's fundraising toolkit, especially if you are out in the community. And it just offers donors a new way to give and allows organizations to expand their reach and provide more giving opportunities.
And I think what I like, it sounds like when you collect donations on site, you can see it in your DonorBox dashboard right next to your online campaigns, and you have all of that data all in one place, which
yes,
sounds really attractive to the fundraiser for sure. What else do you have in store this spring?
Well, Kara, you and I are going to be busy. I am really excited about the AFP Icon Conference coming up just next month in April.
And I'm very excited too. We had the ability to attend last year, but tell our listeners a little bit more about what AFP Icon is.
Sure. So the Association of Fundraising Professionals, that's AFP, it aims to empower nonprofit professionals with the tools and education to practice ethical fundraising. And AFP ICON, the conference, is one of those really great learning and networking opportunities. So this year's conference will take place in New Orleans, Louisiana, and the DonorBox team will be there, including you and I.
But I know you have something special in store for DonorBox at AFP ICON this year. What are you doing?
Well, it's a team effort for sure. We are thrilled to be a part of this event, of course, and we will have a booth set up in the exhibitors hall, which is one of my favorite parts of the conference because you get to see all these awesome vendors that can help you really up your fundraising game. So attendees, if you are attending the AFP ICON conference, you can stop by booth 220 to chat with us and learn about the ways that you can use DonorBox to give your fundraising a boost. And we'll also be showcasing some expert level best practices. We'll be doing a sponsored speaking session on stage so that you can get your form fit for fundraising. And you can also stop by to look at some of our DonorBox features and learn how you can make that giving four times faster for your donors, because who doesn't want that speed and convenience, right? And plus, we'll have some super fun giveaways. We've been really working hard on curating some awesome giveaways that I know people will love. And we'll also be offering scheduled one-on-one meetings with the team. So we have a lot going on and we're doing as much as we can to meet with our nonprofit community on as many levels as possible.
We really can't wait to see all the organizations that are going to be there. But what if someone can't attend? I know we mentioned we'll probably do some posts on LinkedIn, but what else do we have in store?
Yeah. So unfortunately, there won't be any virtual options available for AFP ICON 2023. I'm not aware of any virtual options that they typically offer. But again, follow Kara and I on LinkedIn. You can easily pop our name into the search bar and we'll do our best to post updates as we go along for those several days. But don't worry if you can't attend in person. We definitely have you covered there. Our team will be taking extensive notes on everything that we learn at the conference. We'll be attending these educational sessions and we'll take notes on the latest nonprofit trends to the most valuable insights from experienced speakers. And we're really excited to bring all this knowledge to you in a future podcast episode. So definitely stay tuned for that.
We will have a best of episode coming soon, right?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Love it. Well, Jenna, thank you for sharing about what's new with DonorBox in quarter one. I can't believe we're already into spring. And a little sneak peek of what's ahead. I'm excited for what is to come. So thank you. I know we covered so much today. They were a lot of little things that really add up to making things easy for you and your team. So be sure to check out the show notes for that long list of action items there. And don't forget to visit the nonprofit blog. It is there for you when you need it. And thank you for choosing to spend time with the Nonprofit Podcast. I hope you've left with the confidence to take a small step today that will make a big difference tomorrow. Don't forget to download and review the podcast or give it a thumbs up if you're listening to the Nonprofit Podcast on YouTube. Your review is a great way to help others find us. You're here to help others. We're here to help you. So until next time, stay inspired.
That warm feeling when you help someone, it's not just happiness, it's fulfillment. And we believe it should be available to everyone. From frontline heroes to first-time fundraisers, our tools empower you to help others. This is our mission. This is DonorBox, helping you help others.